BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Wednesday the 20th of March. Are you ready for the Scott Mills Daily Podcast? Loads on today. Scott talks to men in the toilet with a special twist. Today, Chris heads to the ladies with Sarah Cox as his accomplice. She also plays Real or No Real. It's a BBC introducing special. And have you ever, or would you, fake cry? We investigate.
BBC Radio 1.
So do you want to know what my plan is for today?
Oh, well, I'd like to, yeah.
Well, obviously, we're going to do Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets again at 1:45, like we did on Monday. Twist today is we're going to go to the ladies.
What do you mean we?
Well, you are going to go to the ladies, and that's why we need Sarah Cox, obviously, because...
Yes, how's this going to work?
Well, she'll get you in, hopefully. Have you ever been to the ladies before?
Once, a long time ago.
Why was that?
It was a long time ago.
Why, though?
Don't worry.
Why did you go in there?
No.
No, why were you in there?
No, but...
Why were you there? Was it a mistake?
It was a mistake.
Did someone invite you in?
It was a mistake.
Right, okay. Okay, good. Obviously, you don't want to talk about that. So you'd have been in before. You've got previous. It's different in there, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can't do this kind of... You can't do that at work. You can't do that here. Have you asked permission?
Where were you when you went to the ladies last time?
It wasn't here. Have you asked permission?
Were you in a bar?
Do you need to ask permission from every lady in here?
I think as long as we've got Sarah and there's no one in there at the time, I think that's the key.
Oh, so this is why Sarah's involved.
Yeah, if the coast is clear and then she can get you in, then you go into a cubicle, you won't see anything, they won't see anything, they won't freak.
And just do my thing from there.
Yeah, all right. And I think we're going to ask the same questions to ladies as we asked on Monday.
So no. What, you mean the same questions that I asked to men the other day?
Yeah.
I can't ask those to women.
No, but maybe like, does your man like to do this? Or do you think your man should do this?
Okay.
All right. So Sarah's up for it. And we're going to send Chris into the ladies' toilets at 1:45 on Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets. I'll tell you what to say anyway, all right? I'll talk you through it.
Okay.
I'm so up for Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets today. It's Scott Talks to We're Men in the Toilets. Oh, we're going to have to change the jingle a bit late.
I'm still a bit uncomfortable about this.
You'll
I don't mind going to the toilets again to do this.
No, because I'm sending you in there with a girl, with Sarah Cox. She'll get you in, make sure there's no one in there, and then you just lock yourself in the cubicle, all right?
I suppose when I'm in, technically you're not going to sort of see anything, are you? I mean,
no.
It's a cubicle, so...
So Sarah will check for you if the coast is clear before you head in, all right?
Okay.
This is going to be at 1:45. Also, Reese is so looking forward to it. He loved it on Monday. That's not our boss, Reese, by the way. That's another Reese.
Are we sure?
There is more than one. Yeah, Reese in Essex.
I'd rather he was happy with this.
He'll be fine. Alex from Cardiff says, the other day I was in a cubicle and the bloke next to me in the cubicle next door sneezed. I go, bless you. And then it got an awkward, thank you. And he says, I think for a moment, felt exactly like Chris did on Monday. Yeah. Okay, it's time for...
Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets.
Right, where are you, Chris?
I'm just outside the ladies' toilet at the moment. I don't want to draw attention to myself, but I'm outside the ladies' toilet and I've got an accomplice to help me with this.
Okay, who's with you?
I'm here with Radio 1's very own Sarah Cox.
Hi.
Hi. Obviously, it's a bit weird you going into the ladies' toilets on your own, so I want Sarah to get you in there. And once you're in there, I'd quite like you to hide away so Sarah can just be in there with you while you're asking the questions that really matter. So just lock yourselves in a cubicle.
I'm going to hang about because I've got to put a bit of makeup on.
So Sarah needs to put some makeup on right now. So
I don't need to.
She's going to just sort of look pretty. But what I'll do is, it should be easy in the ladies because there's no urinal situation. I'll just tuck myself away in a cubicle and take my trousers off.
Sure, okay.
Quite excited about this.
But Sarah needs to help you get in there. Okay?
Sarah's going to go ahead now and just sort of put her head round.
Okay. It smells nice, so it's probably tidier than the men's, I imagine.
I've always wondered what goes on in here, but we'll...
See your first time.
You ready? First time. Okay, Sarah, head round the door.
It's all clear.
We're all clear. I'm in.
Come on in.
Right, now, Sarah, what I'm going to do, if you wait by the mirrors, I'm just going to tuck myself away.
Go in the middle one?
I'll go in the middle one here. Okay, now I'm in. Do I, to prepare the same as normal, or is that not appropriate in this situation?
You should take your pants off.
No, Sarah's telling me not to drop trowel. So what I'll do
She said your pants.
True, actually. Okay, I'm going to I'm just going to prepare the same as normal. I think it's fine. I'm in a cubicle. Okay. Oh, we need to... Hang on, we're on.
Oh. Okay. Cough. Sarah. That means there's someone in there.
Do you need a cough for me?
So just go, hello.
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 Hello. Who's that? How are you?
I'm okay. I can't go. I'm under pressure when there's someone talking to me. Are you doing it?
Okay.
I didn't realise you were going to do a lady voice, but it makes sense.
What's that now?
Just say, do you think your man should fake tan?
Hello?
Hello?
Do you think your man should fake tan?
Yeah.
Do you think he should keep tidy downstairs?
Do you like your man tidy downstairs?
Damn right. Straightforward for a conversation in this one. It's all right, you can go and enjoy it. Some girl.
Is Sarah still in there?
I think so.
That's good.
Yeah, you.
Oh, girls always like to chat in the toilets, don't they? Another one. Cough again if it's someone else. Oh, God. Right, OK. Say hello.
Hello. Hello.
Who's that?
It's a lady.
In the toilet, in the cubicle.
In the toilet, in the cubicle, doing lady things.
Oh, God.
Ask the male grooming questions.
Do you like your man groomed?
Fake tan.
With a face masks and fake tans and grooming things. Hello?
Who is that?
Sorry. How do you like your man downstairs? No, I mean... Is it?
Is it what?
Don't worry, I'm a lady.
Have they gone?
Okay.
We need to find out the answer to the questions that matter. Is Sarah Cox still there?
Sarah Cox, are you there still?
Yes, are you okay?
I'm okay.
There's a new girl in the toilets. It's a bit fresh.
She's stuck again. She's fine. I think she's just... It's the first day.
How many of you are there out there right now?
Don't worry, three of us.
Three?
Are they having a chat again?
Just four girls all together.
Four?
Including you.
Oh yes, me as well. That's four.
You forgot. You're a lady.
Do you how do you like your men? I like mine groomed downstairs and up. You?
I'm really confused as to what is going on. That's not a question. It's just a new girl here who's just really chatting. She's just doing a long wee in there.
I'm just doing a long wee.
She's totally girl.
What? What?
This is a nightmare. I think they're waiting for you.
You're stuck in there. What did you say? I'll be a while.
I'm going to be a while. Don't wait for me. Carry on with your day.
Good luck. Bye, darling.
Bye, darling.
Yes. You're freaking big club with the girl voice. You've got to work on it.
Sarah, are you alone out there?
Yes, I'm alone.
Okay, I think we need to leave now because I think this is going to be a complaint or
right,
something.
Get her to get you out.
Sarah, am I good to go?
Your girl.
She needs to check both ways.
Sarah, am I good to go? Just lead the way, I'm going. I'm out.
Crap. Go.
Hello, we leave the ladies, no one will know.
Are you out?
I'm in a safe place.
Oof. Wow. It's weird when they kind of when they're all in there together, isn't it?
At one point, I felt outnumbered. I felt claustrophobic. Yeah. Yes. I'm heading back now. I didn't want to hang around.
Sure, come back to your safe place.
Yeah, I'm coming now.
Okay, thanks, Sarah, for me.
Thank you, Sarah.
Well done, Chris.
Thank you. I'm not sure where the voice came from.
No, good, though. So that was Scott Talks to Men in the Toilet in the ladies today. What I like about this feature is it's so insightful, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, I understand you had to get out of there, but there weren't really many answers on that occasion, but whatever.
It was more, I mean, last time was awkward. This was a lot more difficult because I was just aware that I didn't want to get found out.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah Cox checked. All the ladies in the loo were actually fine with your antics, and it's good that she was there to kind of usher you in and usher you out again. I liked it. Catherine on the bus home from college says, I'm a girl and I wouldn't even do what you've just done, Chris. Fair play. Ian says, Chris should have burst out the cubicle and shouted, "For it is I, the mystery lady."
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Slightly orcs in various libraries, including Nim in Leicester, who's in the library, Alice in the college library, hi Alice, and Siobhan in Loughborough, presuming that's at the university, all in libraries when you were being a lady. It's quite difficult, that, because it's like you have to be quiet and, yeah, you laugh a little bit. People do that a lot with the podcast as well, you know. Sometimes they'll be listening to the podcast a couple of days later. I get tweets like this a lot, and they'll be listening to Bingo in there, and it, like, it just doesn't, it doesn't work, because you will laugh.
On the train and stuff like that as well, just really
people
awkward.
Think you look weird. But that's, you know, listen to Bingo in the library, that's what you're going to get, you know. You know what's going to happen on any other Bingo. By the way, watch the video from yesterday. I've watched it about three times
I've
now.
I've watched it as well.
It's really good. Grimmy gets absolutely owned on it. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. It's called Nick Grimshaw Innuendo Bingo.
Cleverly named.
Yes. Well, you know, say what you see.
Mm.
Nick Grimshaw Innuendo Bingo. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube now. Worth a watch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another artist who broke through BBC Introducing. She was given a leg up. Into the music industry.
By who?
Well, no, BBC Introducing started it. That's how she kind of got to there, and then she got to, I'm just doing this kind of like on a map. So BBC Introducing got her to there, and then I got her to there.
Right, well, you see, this is the thing, because I'm sure I've heard you in the pub when I've heard you talking to people about this.
Not
go,
just in the pub,
I
Chris,
discovered
it,
her, darling.
I've said it to her face.
And now she's doing really well.
She'd be nothing without me, and she knows it.
You're really taking all the credit for it.
Absolutely. Like, Gabalar knows this. She knows that, like, if we hadn't done those little rock songs in the kind of strummy guitar, singer-songwriter style, about a year ago now, she would never have got that advert for that certain commercial.
It's and not then, a coincidence.
And now look, boom! So, yeah. But obviously, BBC Introducing did help her a lot.
Mm.
So that was Gabrielle Aplin, and please don't say you love me.
I'm just looking on the Radio 1 Twitter at the moment, and there's this Radio 1 band name generator.
I've seen this, yeah. I mean, maybe you have no interest in getting into the music industry. Probably not. Or, you know, wanting to be in a band or being a solo artist that wants a number one single in world domination. So this is just a bit of fun.
Yeah, so what I thought I'd give it a go, just because it's the kind of thing that I kind of like to do. Mm. And I just thought I'd see what you would be. So it's one of those, it's a bit like when you've got to have your adult movie name, kind of thing. You know, you take your pets.
I haven't known about this for ages. Is it your pet's first name and your mum's maiden name?
This one, you take the month you're born in. So for you, that's March.
Yeah.
So that's three. Then you take the first letter of your first name, which is S. So on this list here, it's got a list, your sugar.
Right.
And then the first letter of your last name, which is M. And so that's Munchers on this thing. So your band name is Three Sugar Munchers, which I think suits the...
Three Sugar Munchers.
Three Sugar Munchers, yeah. Sounds right with you.
Make up your own jokes. What's yours?
Mine is Three Chicken Sauces. I sound like a tribute act to you.
Yeah, you do. And tonight we've got three chicken sauces and
three sugar munchers.
He's a tribute act to the three sugar munchers. Awesome. So that's a band generator.
Yes.
On the Radio 1 Twitter now, at BBCR1. Or on the Radio 1 Facebook. It's on there right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, some of the band names that are coming in are brilliantly... awful. Is that really one?
I don't know. Some of these, I'm not sure if they're from our generator.
Right, the Beavers one. Are you sure you're on the right site there? Go to the Radio 1 Twitter or Radio 1 Facebook.
It is. It's there.
Is it it? Can I say that
one? Well, under the different categories, I mean, you've got Beavers in one.
Sugar Beavers.
First letter of your last name. If you're F, you're floppy.
Oh, right. Okay. Good. So that's the band generator name. You don't even need to be in a band. But that's what your name would be if you were in a band.
Mm.
And this is Scott Mills, hiya.
Do you know what I was thinking last night? I don't know if this is a weird one, but like, how long have we known each other? It's been a few years now.
How long do you reckon?
About 6 years or something.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I've never actually seen you cry. There's no reason why you should.
What?
I know this sounds a bit odd.
Were you having a little cry to yourself last night?
No, I was not.
Were you crying by yourself?
No, I was not.
Were you drinking alone and crying?
But I think you've
seen me... Were you eating a big pizza and crying on your own?
You've seen me cry before.
When?
I remember... I do remember once after, it's always in like late at night after a couple. And you've seen me cry.
Why were you crying?
I can't remember, but it might have been football related or something. I'm sure there was a reason.
Oh, actually, I do remember you were sobbing slightly, and it was to do with football.
Mm.
Was that real crying though?
Well, yeah, it probably was. I would say so anyway, but I've never seen you cry.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm double hard, that's why. Well, no, like I don't cry very often. I mean, I fake cry sometimes.
You fake cry?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like crying but not actually crying.
What, like...
Everyone's done it.
Like in soaps. How do you do that? How can you
no,
fake
that's,
cry?
That's acting. Yeah, just to do something like, if you want to get your own way, fake cry. Loads of people do this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How do you make... I don't think I could physically make myself cry unless something really, you know, bad had happened and... You can turn this on.
I think I can. I'm not sure I could do it now because, like, we're on the radio. But there, like, if I was in the right situation where I needed to, I could. Girls do this all the time.
But you've never done this with me. You've never...
No, I've never had the need to fake cry with you. Why do you want to see me cry?
I don't... It's not that I want to see you cry. I was just thinking to myself... I don't know why I was thinking this last night, but I just thought to myself, do you know what? I've never seen Scott cry.
No.
And it's just odd for someone that you've known
and you
for
won't.
So long. Do you think? Until you want to get your way with something, apparently. That's what you're saying.
You could just turn it on a bit. No, I can't do it now. I can't do it on demand, but I have done it. Right, seriously, there'll be loads of drama students that could do it like that now. See, I'm right.
I cannot believe how many people do this fake crying.
Peter in Twickenham is a drama student, and, well, obviously makes him a good drama student, but he can cry instantly, which is useful when watching a film with a girl and pretending to show emotion. Showing your emotional side there, Peter. Just blubbing like a girl.
This is unbelievable.
I know. Also, Cara, who works on the show, she had a friend that broke something in her house once. Like, she smashed a bottle of perfume. The bottle of perfume was kind of cheap. She didn't care. But then she goes, oh, my God, that's like £300 perfume. Starts crying, like sobbing. The friend's like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. At which point, ah! A lot of people can cry on demand. I tell you, you really can. The best example ever, Rylan.
You're lying!
Remember this? Just goes on and on.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm afraid! I'm not afraid! Oh my God, are you serious? You probably need his own wine now. Oh, are you serious? Oh,
I can't even understand what he's saying.
Was that good news or bad news?
That was awful news. No, he was through.
Right.
Don't you remember that?
Vaguely.
How do you... Like, that was one of the TV highlights of last year.
This is a good text. So, Jack on the M25, it says, try breathing out without letting any air out. I know that sounds weird. You'll feel pressure under your eyes, which pushes tears.
I reckon that's what actors probably do. Because it must be
hard.
It
does work.
Does it?
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel my eyes going slightly... This would be a great skill to learn, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
I'm not sure where I'm going to be able to use it.
I mean, as long as you don't abuse it, but it is quite funny to try sometimes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Australian, I love it.
Iggy Azalea and work. 22-year-old rapper from Australia.
Might be working with Rihanna at the moment, which is nice.
And first single from a debut album, the new classic. Cool.
Can you do very quick Julian Gillard? Just for
Julian Gillard! Australian Prime Minister here. Hi.
I don't know why that's so popular. A load of people on Twitter keep asking me to do that. It's like, look her up if you've never heard of her. She's the Prime Minister of Australia. Looks like she works in Debenhams, but she is the Prime Minister of Australia. Kind of weird.
Okay, good.
Don't know how that works.
Speaks like that.
Hi, Laura. Laura.
Yes.
Oh, good. I thought you were crying. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. What are you saying?
Well, I fake cry all the time to get my boyfriend to give me money when I've run out of my wages.
But isn't he wise to it right now?
No, I don't think he's listening. He's at work.
Right, but how many times have you done it? Be honest.
Probably about six.
So many people have been on Twitter and Facebook and text saying that they do this. So
it's really easy.
How do you do it?
I just, I get, well, when I run out of money, I do get a little bit like, oh no, what do I do?
Right.
And kind of panic a little bit. And then the crying just kind of comes out when he asks me. So I just like fake cry, but make it more hysterical until he goes, oh, it's all right, babe. I'll, you know, I'll sort it. I'll give you some money.
Do you go do you go like full on Rylan?
Yeah.
Because you do it now?
I can't do it. I'm under pressure.
Oh, yeah. See, that's my problem as well.
Yeah, if people ask, you can't do it. You have to be in the moment.
So you do have to kind of be in a situation for it to happen, but then you just bring it on a bit more.
Yeah, I think once you get going, you can just kind of play on it until you're hysterically crying.
To the point where you can't actually understand what you're saying because you're crying so much.
Yeah.
This is bad. So then as soon as you get the money, are you fine again or do you carry it on?
No, I do it until he says, oh, it's okay, baby, it's all right, I'll transfer you some money. And then I just go, okay,
yes.
Thanks, and then I'm all right.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
This is so bad.
So wrong.
So wrong, but I still love you.
The best one was when I couldn't get my hair done, and I just cried and cried and cried, and my hair's like £100, and then he just went, it's all right, I'll pay for it.
Oh, my God.
No, that is... No.
Do you not ever wake up and think, karma's going to get me one day?
I really hope he listens to the podcast.
Karma will probably get me, but until it does, I'll just keep doing it.
Fair enough. And I thought also, if he does listen to the podcast, you'll just be like, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. BBC.
BBC. Radio 1. Jay from Worcester's been on saying you made me fake cry live on air on one of your competitions. What, so you faked it? On the phone? Awful.
Mm.
I feel duped.
This, like, making yourself sneeze, making yourself cry. Sorry, yes. I'm thinking sneezing. But what it was, someone's texted in and said that if you get a little piece of, I think it's tissue paper or toilet paper, and just sort of poke it under your nose.
That doesn't work.
That's not going to make helped. You cry.
That's
but
to
I
sneeze.
Thought that was sneezing.
That's for sneezing. I want you to try this tomorrow.
How?
I'd quite like you to go up to our boss and be like, I can't do it anymore. Or maybe on the phone would be better.
But what am I going to be crying about?
I don't know. We'll work it out tomorrow.
Good.
I can see him. This is the problem with this new studio. You can see the entire office. So, like, let's not do that. Oh, is he not there? Oh, he's got his headphones on. He's probably
listening. He's not listening.
No, he's listening to something else. Something very important, I'm sure. Is he listening? I don't know. We could try it tomorrow.
I'm not sure we should even try it.
Well,
even if
he's not flinching if he is listening. He's doing it well. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Wednesday's Real or No Real is on with Miss Sarah Carr.
Hi, de doodle dandy, guys.
Hi, you're on a lot today.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm kind of lonely. I just hang around here at Radio 1.
Do you remember when I did kind of do that for a while? Remember when I used to do every show when I was young and keen? Yeah. And it's like, oh, Scott's doing 5 shows today. Yeah. Might as well just stay here.
I sometimes go on other BBC stations as well. I'm like across the board.
I know, I've heard you do that.
Weird.
Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real. Today it's a BBC Introducing special because it's the BBC Introducing Masterclasses tomorrow, as we've told you about. So, a selection of new music facts, or are they?
Over the Easter weekend, hell-raising Yorkshire band Wet Nuns are putting on their own festival called Detestable. Other confirmed acts include Wolf People, Bone Ningen and Hookworms.
Oh, Hookworm. I had a pen pal who suffered with hookworms. Oh, awful. I always had to put rubber gloves on before I could open her letters.
Has anyone here heard of any of those bands?
Well, that's what you've got to decide, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if we're the first people you'd come to ask about new bands.
What were they called? Ringworm?
Hookworm.
One just sounded like he sneezed.
Wet Nuns.
And Wet Nuns.
And they've got a festival called
Detestable.
You see, I can kind of believe that because all these festivals, there's loads of festival names that have to play on festival.
Mm.
Like Festival.
Yeah.
Or Give It a Restival. I think, is that one or have I just made that up?
It could be.
Have I just made that up?
I think yes.
Well, there's an idea for one if someone hasn't done that yet.
That's great. I know a lot of people will take that
Digestival, maybe. <What's that laughs> I'd like that one. Where just lots of, you know, a big river of digestive juices. Yeah, biscuits, yeah.
Have you had Wet Nuns in the live lounge from what you occur?
That's a question.
That's what the smell was.
Real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Mm. Thought so. Let's go.
You're on. Let's go.
Wrap Your Lips Around This are a whistling-based music collective who'll be performing in a live lounge in May for Hugh Stevens.
I was worried then. It was like Chris Smith at the Radio 1 Christmas party.
Wrap
all over.
Wrap your lips around this.
I know.
Not one of Chris Smith's parlour games again.
So this is one that Hugh Stevens has discovered. Wrap your lips around this.
And they're appearing in the live lounge for Hugh during a session soon.
No, I can't believe that would be allowed on the BBC.
We've had worse.
True. Although, well, I quite look forward to who going, wrap your lips around this.
And
really good impression.
And it's a whistling quartet or something like that. They're a group of people who whistle.
What, yeah. Just whistle?
Hmm.
Which would be a new one for the live lounge in my experience, anyway.
Gonna drive collie dogs crazy up and down the land.
And I wonder what they'll do for the cover. Real. Just trying to think a good song to whistle to, but...
Flo Rida?
Oh, God, yes, yeah, of course, classic. Perfect.
It can't be real, can it?
What do you think? What are you thinking, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real no on this real. One.
That one is no real.
I mean, Hugh does have some weird bands in, however, not that one.
Yeah, not that one.
We Butter the Bread with Butter are a German-based deathcore act who've released two albums so far and have their own tribute band called I Can't Believe It's Not We Butter the Bread with Butter.
No. No. No.
But who came up with that as a made-up name? We butter the bread with butter. If it's made up,
Germans.
It's brilliant.
Maybe it's one of those kind of lost in translation things, though. But I mean, no, it can't be actually, can it? Because loosely translated in German, that wouldn't be. No, I'm overthinking this.
Eine nickten Butter, einen Breden.
Yeah, it would have to be as exact as that, and I can't imagine that.
But they must be quite. Big if they are real because they've got a tribute band.
Yeah.
Do you think people just take buttered bread and throw it at them on stage and stuff like that, and they're called like the butteries is the fans of them and stuff? I mean, there's so much potential here.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I might have to go for a no real. Oh, I don't know. No real.
That one's real.
Oh
no way.
Way.
They really got a tribute band called I Can't Believe It's Gold with Butter.
Yep. Next.
Before becoming known as a heartthrob from One Direction, Harry Styles was part of a punk pop band called White Eskimo. The band is still going, and they're managed by Most Haunted's Yvette Fielding.
Right, so I think this is true up to a point, as in I know he used to be part of a band. I read about this the other day. But this idea that Yvette Fielding, now she's the one who does the ghosts, right?
No, she knows him because there was all that hullabaloo in the papers the other week about Yvette Fielding knew Harry Styles when he was young.
Right.
Because they're from the same area, I think.
What, they were, but they're vastly different in age, aren't they?
Saying nothing.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That was the problem with the story.
Right, I see where the story
is.
That
was is. The issue. okay. But no, but she knows Anne, I think, Harry's mum.
Did you not see that story?
No. No, I didn't.
About the texts.
Really?
But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Yvette said, look, it didn't happen. It's a silly story that was in like a ladies' magazine.
So who has said it has happened?
I don't think we want to go into this again.
For legal reasons. Okay. We just don't know if any of it happened.
Fine. Anyway.
But Yvette Fielding...
Is she not doing ghosts anymore?
I've not seen her do ghosts for a while. I used to do ghosts with her quite a lot back in the day.
You used to go on her ghost hunting, didn't you?
Yeah, at least three times.
Find many? Did you even pop? Did she ever try and, like, as you were listening out for people knocking, anybody there and all that, did she ever go, hey, there's a new, this new pop punk band called White Eskimo?
Can't recall that she did.
I can't believe that she manages a band. So for that basis, I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real because it's a really naff name and I bet it exists.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Because her son, Will, is in White Eskimo and Harry Styles used to also be in the band.
Brilliant.
Which I do remember her talking about once. She didn't mention Harry, but she did talk about her son's band. About 3 a.m. in the morning when I was there with Comedy Dave sat on a freezing mountaintop in Kent doing ghost hunting with Radio 1. That happened.
Does this kind of stuff happen anymore?
Do you do this anymore? You're not going to find a ghost anyway on the top of a mountain. They're not daft, are they? They go to warmer places, don't they?
No, but we were going into a castle next to the mountain.
Oh, right, okay. You weren't just on the mountain.
I'd love to do it, if given the opportunity.
No,
I'd
hate that.
No?
Do you do it? Would you?
Let's be honest. Have you done the ghost hunting?
No, I'd never do that.
I've done it so many times now. also done it with the Hoff, that it doesn't bother me anymore. I'm kind of immune to
have
it.
Have you, like, kept in touch with any of the ghosts, you know, on Facebook and stuff like that? You're like friends of the undead, like the
ghost. No, and like nothing happened.
Oh, really?
So I'm kind of like, yeah, lock me in a room with some bats in the dark, go for it, don't care.
Mm.
Done it, been there. And like, if someone wants to say, oh yeah, like, you'll definitely have a ghostly experience, then cool, I'm up for it, but I haven't so far.
Did you get the feeling that Yvette was like blowing on your neck and stuff and pretending to be a ghost?
No, I didn't get that either. She definitely puts the willies up you. She definitely does.
Well, that's why you kept going back.
No. It wasn't. Next.
The Dale Winton Experience are a Wiltshire-based trio who, in a tribute to Dale's time on Hole in the Wall, perform in skin-tight silver lycra. They close their set with a 12-minute masterpiece called Wild in the Isles.
Shut up.
This is ridiculous. Well, comes up with this?
The Dale Winton Experience.
Someone with a warped mind if it's not true.
But then whenever I think of that show, I think of you in that silver outfit, which is...
Yeah. Coming down that chute.
Why do you have to mention this? Like, every week on this show, you have to mention my appearance.
It's my favourite video ever.
Well, yeah, and don't...
I've not seen it. I'd love to see it. Is it on YouTube? It's
not again!
It's easily available on YouTube.
Let's have a look, sure.
We'll post the link up to
amazing.
It now.
This was only mentioned last week.
Do you, like, sleep in the suit? Have you kept
it? No, I burnt it, if you must know.
It's a brilliant video.
Was it a sacrificial burning out the back along with other career lowlights?
Put it on the fire.
But what Mills does brilliantly on this...
Let's not go through this again. Yeah, cheers.
It's caught in the wall.
The Dale Winton Experience band, real or no real?
Sorry. The Dale Winton is stuck on the wall still.
Yes, I'm still stuck on the wall.
Okay,
then
he's in the water.
Okay, I'm going to say no real.
No real.
Oh. That one is no real.
Yes, you were right.
No, good for your face.
But what a shame.
The poker face.
And at the end of that,
Sarah did very well. Sarah scored 40, I scored 20.
Woo. Very good. Well done, Sarah Cox.
Excellent, best ever.
Come back next week, yeah?
I will, I'd love to. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. It's going to be tough, but tomorrow let's try and beat Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo with Grimmy, which is the wettest one ever. Video still on the Radio 1 YouTube. Tomorrow at 1:45, we play it with Nina Nesbitt. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.